Today, interstate highways provide the roads for multi-state trips. But when this country was founded, any road at all was quite a feat. But there was always the idea that a trail of some sort should link the two ends of the nation. And it was this road that resulted. Its story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
You know a high-quality feed ration is critical to your herd's success. Well, it all starts with high-quality nutrition for your crop. Whether you're measuring performance in pounds on the hoof or gallons of milk in the tank, a forage crop with earlier emergence, a larger root mass, and higher feed quality will help increase the productivity of your herd. So if you're looking for innovative ways to see a return on investment, you need the research-proven results you can only get from AgroLiquid. Visit agroliquid.com for more information.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Linda Matterly oversees a town museum that mostly honors a very famous road.
When the National Road came through, Greenup was platted, and the man that owned the land was William C. Greenup, and so that's how we got our name.
The National Road was the early route that could link the East with the wilds of the West.
George Washington conceived the idea of making a road from Cumberland, Maryland, out to the West, and it was originally thought to make it clear to California. But they made it to Vandalia.
Vandalia, Illinois, that is, arriving here in the 1830s. The road might have cobblestones at best. There was often mud at its worst. We do know quite a bit about the early trail that passed through Greenup, Illinois.
They looked like planks, but they were full trees, cut down and planed, and they could be up to a foot across, and they were just buried onto the ground.
Those trees provided a surface, but comfort was certainly not a factor considered.
We have pictures that show that they would make a base, like they do today on a road, sand, rock, but the planks, and it was called a corduroy road. Because if you can imagine plank, it would jiggle you quite a bit.
Linda says a corduroy road has a nice ring, but not a nice ride.
It was horse and buggies, and no shocks.
The Depot Museum here tells the story of the road and those who passed here. And just wait until you see whose name is on the registry of passersby. That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Greenup, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.